Hello and welcome to this episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
John?
John, you there? Oh, wonderful.
Dance Monkey Dance!
This doesn't bode well.
Let's start.
Okay. Okay, let's try that again. Hang on. Don't hang up. Hello and welcome to this episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
Okay, so I have an apology to everybody. I don't know what happened last week. Technology, I don't know what to tell everybody. It's supposed to be your big triumphant return, and it got all fucked up, and I apologize.
Whatever.
I knew you wouldn't care. Because I said, oh, the thing fucked up. You were like, really? So that I know you didn't listen to it. I know you didn't even look at it, so. Now you keep hanging up on me.
I know, right?
Ugh.
At some point, you'll get the hint. You're like that annoying girlfriend.
All you have to do is say that you don't like me, John, I'll go away.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to be standing outside with a boombox or nothing.
And a trench coat?
Yeah, like up above my head and all your neighbors are out staring at me.
Yeah.
That's not the way it's going to go.
All right. If you insist.
Anytime you want to stop this ride, all you got to say is, hey, I want to get off.
Just raise my hand.
That's right.
Say, I'm done. I'm good.
Ring the little bell like on a bus. My stop is here.
Yes.
That's all you
ding,
have to
ding.
Do. So anyway, did you have a good week?
Yeah, I had a typical week.
Yeah.
It's hotter than hell down here.
It's fucking hot here, too. It's like August hot here.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not global warming or anything.
No. No, silly people. I mean, it's been raining so much. It almost feels like Florida here. It's like every
really?
Afternoon it's raining. I have not had to water my lawn at once this summer.
Wow.
Because it's just how much it's raining. And then it's hot as hell the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can see on my computer it's like 94, but it feels like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking miserable. So I don't know what's going on, but all I know is I've spent the last week trying to figure out how to keep the house cool.
Yeah.
Because this is the first summer, and figuring out all that little stuff of like, we have two air conditioning units. We have one for the upstairs and one for the downstairs, and how to get them to both run efficiently and all that kind of shit has been like an education online. So it fucking sucks.
So you don't have central air?
We do.
But you have two systems.
We have two systems. And basically the studio, which is basically just a frog up over the garage, those rooms are hot anyway.
Okay.
Because it's got a vaulted ceiling, so there's not that much. If there's any insulation between the ceiling and the roof, it's very minimal. And then it's over the garage, which is hot as hell.
Mm.
So it's always like mid to upper 80s in this room. And then the rest of the house, for some reason, I had the stupid idea to shut all the doors upstairs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then couldn't get the air conditioner to turn off. Couldn't get it to stay cool upstairs. And then I had an epiphany the other day where I was like, the thermostat is out in the hallway. There
right.
is no returns in the hallway. So there was no cool air getting to the thermostat to say, hey, the upstairs is actually this temperature.
Uh-huh.
So it was like 82 degrees in the hallway, but like the rooms were comfortable. So I was like, I can't get the goddamn air conditioner shut off. Oh, stupid me. I need to open the doors so the cool air can actually flow into the hallway. And then down the stairs, because cold air actually goes down. Hot air rises.
Yes.
So I did that, and I actually changed out the thermostats to where, like, they had Wi-Fi connections so that I could actually, like, monitor them from my phone, which is the coolest fucking thing ever. And so now that I have all the upstairs open and everything is actually going properly, the air conditioner actually shuts off for more than 5 minutes at a time.
Wow.
So I'm sure my electric bill will be through the roof, but, you know, fucking homeownership. Woohoo.
Exactly.
Living the dream? Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to be an adult.
Oh, being an adult sucks. This is not what I signed up for when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They never said, oh, there's going to be like bills and responsibility and shit.
Okay.
That just seemed like it was going to be fun. It looked like it was going to be all the ice cream I wanted and be able to stay up late.
Well, you can, but then you have to get up early for work and you pay the price for eating ice cream all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm fat and I go to bed at 10 o'clock, so whatever.
Well, see? Life sucks.
Ah, adulting.
Yeah, pretty bad. I had to adult yesterday. I had to spend 4 hours at the car dealership while they worked on a couple of recalls.
Ooh.
One of which being the airbag may not deploy and the brake pedal may get stuck. It's like, oh.
Oh, whoops.
I should take it in, shouldn't I?
They didn't have like a courtesy shuttle to take you home?
No, and this was all the way near downtown.
Oh.
It was a pain in the ass finding a dealership that would actually take care of the recalls.
Shouldn't any dealership take care of the recall?
Yes. However, that would mean they'd have to call you back when you leave messages.
Oh.
So this was the only one that had the courtesy to call me back repeatedly while I was away from home.
Ah, okay.
Like, all right, I get it. I'll go. So, yeah, I got there at 8:30 and left about 12:30.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Did you bring your iPad or your computer or anything?
I did.
Okay.
I did, and I watched part of, what was that movie? North Dallas 40 with Adam Sandler?
You watch an Adam Sandler movie?
Well, it was on in the waiting room. Didn't have much choice. Didn't have much choice. That's where the comfortable seats were.
Oh.
And I wasn't sure if I was allowed in the executive lounge, so.
What's the executive lounge?
It just had nicer chairs and nicer furniture, but.
Oh, I would have went and squatted.
There's nobody in there, so I wasn't sure if I was allowed.
Oh, fuck that, man. Be like, look, you got my money for my car. You're going to, you know, they're obviously going to make money off of, from like.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously Pontiac's going to get charged through the ass for this.
Yeah, so fuck them. I'd be sitting in the big comfy seats. Be asking where the free drink service was.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's noon. Do you guys cater?
They don't, but they have a little snack bar.
Yeah.
That I think is like one off-duty mechanic with a loaf of bread, judging from the menu. It's like, choose your meat.
Ooh.
Choose your bread. White, wheat, or roll. All sandwiches come with chips. And there's complimentary water, hot cocoa, and coffee in the other room.
Ooh.
Like, oh, you don't even have soda. All right, whatever.
Well, that's not complimentary.
No, obviously
that
not.
You got to pay $1.25 for in the machine.
Yes.
If it's even that cheap.
If it's that cheap.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. But it's done. It's all that matters.
So did you have, did you order a sandwich and there was, like, oily fingerprints on it?
Oh, God, no. No, I was hoping I'd be out of there by 1 so I could go somewhere else.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This week, my nightmare will be over, finally. We're getting the floors done.
God, finally.
Yeah. It's going to take them 4 to 5 days to do it, which, if it takes them 5, I'll be very surprised. But they dropped off all the flooring here on Friday because it has to be acclimated.
Yep.
To your living space.
Yep.
So it's been sitting downstairs.
So it's used to the yelling and screaming now. It'll yes. be okay. Okay.
Yes, and it's used to the crappy Spanish food, I guess. I don't know. So whatever. So I get to work from home all this week. Woohoo!
Means
I don't have to go in traffic, so.
Nice.
Yay.
And then the kid can stay home with you.
No, the kid goes to daycare, to summer camp, because we've already paid for it. So she goes, because it's fucking expensive. And she complains about the food. I was like, sorry, you gotta eat it.
Okay.
We've already paid for it as part of the deal. I know it's crappy food, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta eat it. So, whatever. So I saw a movie this week.
You did?
I did.
Spider-Man?
I did. I went and I saw Spider-Man.
Yeah?
So, I don't know if we talked about it, but the theater that we go to now has assigned seating.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that once.
Assigned seating and big comfy chairs.
Okay.
So, I was nerd number one and bought the first ticket at the theater for Spider-Man last week.
Did you, like, pick dead center?
Yes.
Okay.
Dead center up towards the back, like what I figured would be, like, optimal seating.
Yep.
When we went to go see Despicable Me 3 last week, I went out and I printed out my ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So that I had it with me.
Yeah.
And pulled in at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock show, and the line was down to the end of the building.
Okay.
Which I got to bypass because I already had my ticket.
Yep.
And waited for the guys to show up from work. It was around 6:45, 15 minutes to show. Now, normally, I would have already been in the theater like an hour before. Because that's kind of what you got to do up here.
Okay.
To make sure that you have a good seat. Walked in. We were 15 minutes to show. We were still the first ones in there. It was, like, fucking awesome. So we didn't have to wait for the movie for very long. Lights went down, 2 trailers, and you were into the movie.
Okay.
They played the same 2 trailers that they always show in front of a Marvel movie. The same 2 that I saw in front of Guardians, which is Thor and Star Wars. Because it's not a Disney company movie unless you get to see their 2 trailers.
Yep.
Without giving anything away, this may be, this is probably my 2nd favorite Spider-Man movie ever.
Okay.
It's extremely well done. It's a Marvel movie. It follows the Marvel formula.
So it's not it's a Sony Marvel movie?
So basically, Marvel made the movie. Okay. And said, we'll let you distribute it. If you okay. give us the rights to the character. And it starts out with a Sony logo and a, I think it's Columbia Pictures, who's their distributing arm for all these. You have a little scene that kind of sets up what's going on, and then it breaks into the Marvel
okay.
logo, to which it was very strange because you're used to the Marvel logo being the very first thing that you see. So the very first scene, it's a Sony logo, and then they shove it in your face that this is a Marvel MCU movie.
Okay.
It's filled with MCU characters and locations and things that you've seen in other movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they introduce you to Michael Keaton. And then it goes to the Marvel thing and then starts the movie a couple years later. So it's really well done. It's got nothing but the humor of a Marvel film that they've been doing recently. It's I guess whenever they started the Guardians of the Galaxy thing and they proved that they could do comedy along with action,
mm-hmm.
this is another in that line of lots of comedy, lots of action, but they're still doing the every 10 minutes is an action beat type thing that like Joel Silver made famous back in the late 80s, right. early 90s. They're yep. still doing that stuff, but it's a really, really good film. I highly recommend going to see it in a theater. It's got winks to everything in it from Marvel and Spider-Man. You can't, like, if you like Spider-Man, this is the movie you want to go see.
Okay.
And it's proof to me that Sony should just give back every character that they own at Marvel and say, if you want to do this deal with the Fantastic Four or any of the other shit that we have rights to, please go ahead.
Right.
Because Sony's not risking anything.
Okay.
Sony is producing it and getting, I forget what the thing was, but they're getting a chunk of the box office. I think Marvel might only be doing like 25%. But they're going to make a killing because it's a really good movie. And by any indication, like, I drove past the theater today and there was a line around the building and the parking lot full of cars. So nice. they're going to do well. So they might as well just latch on to Marvel and say, we'll be your partner for this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So yeah, it's I recommend it highly.
Hmm.
I've been a Spider-Man fan since I was 6 or 7.
So which was your first favorite Spider-Man movie?
I would still say that Spider-Man 2 edges this out by a little bit.
Is that the one with Sandman?
No, that's the one with Doc Ock.
Oh, okay.
I think
which boot of this is? This is the first boot?
Yes, this is the first. Okay. The first trilogy. The first time that they tried this with
Tobey
Maguire, yes, okay. And Sam Raimi. That one still edges this one out just slightly, because this is a different kind of Spider-Man that Marvel is doing. There's no secret. He doesn't have Spidey sense in it.
Okay,
and he doesn't. And in this one, the suit has been designed by Stark, and he kind of has like a heads up display type thing for okay. some of it. So it's very much an Iron Man version of Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I kind of just wanted him to be Spider-Man on his own and not so much tied to the rest of the MCU. So Robert Downey Jr. is in the film and Iron Man is present, and they go through the whole thing of him giving Peter the suit and Peter learning how to hack into the suit, and the suit does all kinds of weird stuff on its own type thing.
Okay.
But I guess that was a little too much for me. I wanted to be Peter Parker. They didn't redo the origin story. They did it as an origin story of when he met Tony Stark.
Okay, so we didn't have to go back through Uncle Ben dying and all that stuff.
No, there's actually no mention of Uncle Ben whatsoever in this. There's
not even a bowl of rice?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
There's no him being bit by the spider, Uncle Ben dying, with great power comes great responsibility. When he gets introduced in Civil War, he's already been Spider-Man for 6 months. And this happens after that. So they don't go back and they don't retell the story. They don't feel that you need that information.
Great. It's about time.
Yeah. I mean, Marvel is like, you've seen that before. You've seen that twice now.
Yep.
Like, we don't need to relive it. So it was interesting. I think that Tom Holland makes a really good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I feel like Tobey Maguire, at least for the first two films, made a better Peter Parker.
Okay.
Not saying that the Tom Holland is bad as Peter Parker, but there was something more nerdy about what's his face? Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think that was a better film, but just barely. Like, if you're looking to get into a Spider-Man film, there's Homecoming is phenomenal. I would suggest going to see it. But I guess it's just paying homage to what came before it.
Right.
So, I don't know. If this was the first Spider-Man film they had ever done, it would have been amazing. Quite the amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
So, I recommend going to see it. I know you don't get to the theater a whole lot, but...
I don't. There's people there.
I know. You should go to an early matinee or something. I don't know.
Sometimes I'll do that. Once in a while.
Because you even got the one with the food service, so...
I do.
So kick back with a burger, go see Spider-Man.
Well, there you have it. There's our review. Fantastic. Actually, I have heard nothing but good things about it. So, yeah, I may go see it. I mean, I was never really a Spider-Man fan, so...
Right.
You know, it's not something I've been waiting to see.
It wasn't on your radar?
It's not on my radar. No, it is not.
Okay, so who were you into as superheroes as a kid?
Batman.
Were you strictly DC?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't seen Wonder Woman yet, right?
No, I have not.
No? Oh, man.
Again, that's not really on my radar either. I mean, I watched the old TV show.
Yeah.
With Linda Carter.
Well, did you see Batman v Superman?
Yes.
Okay. So you're already introduced to her, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, that was a pretty good one, too.
Was it?
Yeah. I would say it's the best, what are they calling it, the DCEU, their extended universe.
Okay.
I would say that's the best one of that series.
Hmm.
You just take an afternoon, John, and go.
And go, and yeah. Just sit in the movies?
Yeah.
Buy one ticket and just go from theater to theater?
If you're still able to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys got reserved seating down there, too, so.
Yeah, we do.
I would assume that makes that harder.
Well, yeah.
But you guys don't have reserved seatings for everything, right?
No, I think it's just for...
Like the big theaters?
The dine-in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those days of, like... walking down the hallway and getting out of a film. And yet those theaters in Orlando were huge.
Yes.
So you literally was just like, hey, this one's starting. Let's go see this. I know it's dishonest. Nobody has to write in. I haven't done it since, you know, for a while.
Yep.
Everybody can relax. We're not thieves.
We're not. We're opportunists.
That's right. I mean, you have to make the best of it before this crazy country goes off the rails. And you can't go to the movies anymore.
Well, we have to go to the movies they tell us we can go to. Say, Kyle. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be soon.
Yeah, I'm a little... I guess I don't understand why certain people are allowed to stay in power. This week especially has really shown that people in our government have no clue what they're doing.
Nope.
And really should not be in the position that they're in. I know this is supposed to be a free country, and you're supposed to be like, hey, I can be whatever I want, but there really needs to be somebody to step back and be like, no, you can't.
Yeah. I mean, I... it's just horrible.
the... Just... So I think what they should do in the next election cycle is during the debates, there should be a section that proves that you know what is going on in the world.
Well, I think it should be kind of like a spelling bee or Jeopardy or, you know, are you smarter than a fourth grader?
Yes.
Something like that, where you have to answer legitimate questions and not just give opinions.
Yes, I agree.
And then see where that goes. But again, the same morons who are watching Duck Dynasty are the ones who voted for this moron. So, you know, it's horrible.
My favorite thing this week is, I don't know if you saw the picture of Pence at NASA.
Yeah.
And there was some like satellite being built that they were touring, and
he's touching the thing that says "Do not touch."
Yes, and it's like, okay, that should sum up the administration right there, because that's like voodoo magic to him.
Well, between him and the other one's daughter sitting next to heads of state, I'm just keeping Daddy's chair warm.
Yeah, why is she even there?
Well,
apparently he didn't make any of the appointments that he was supposed to make in the last couple days. Besides,
well,
Russia
trying to find a hotel.
Well, yeah, they should make him sleep on the plane. Sorry. Although that's just our tax dollars, so what the
you
fuck?
You see him in the lobby with his coat over him.
Yeah,
the hotel of one of the hotels.
Just the hair sticking out the top.
Yes. Yeah, things are just getting worse. I loved there was a article this week from Der Spiegel.
Okay.
Which is a German news magazine, which basically said this guy's a moron and he is a hazard to the entire world and he needs to be taken out of this position.
Yes.
The newest rumor is that his family is trying to hide the fact that he has dementia.
Why not just come out and say it? Why let him be in power and fuck up everything?
Because this is what the Republicans did with Reagan. That's why Nancy Reagan was so close to Reagan in those last days, because they were hiding it from everybody.
I mean, dementia is the perfect excuse, though, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense, but two, it also covers his ass in the future of being like, when he totally fucks something up, being like, all right, I got to tell everybody something. I have dementia.
Yes, Der Spiegel says, Donald Trump is not fit to be president of the United States. He does not possess the requisite intellect and does not understand the significance of the office he holds, nor the tasks associated with it. He doesn't read, he doesn't bother to peruse important files and intelligence reports, and knows little about the issues that he has identified as his priorities. His decisions are capricious, and they are delivered in the form of tyrannical decrees. He is a man free of morals, has demonstrated hundreds of times he's a liar, a racist, and a cheat.
Jeez.
Quickly, he is a danger to the world.
Yes.
The world knows. The world knows that we are no longer the superpower that we used to be.
No.
And hopefully Germany will be able to counterattack the missiles that he launches to North Korea. Although I think I would love to see that happen, that he launches a missile to North Korea, and then there's Dennis Rodman riding it down like Slim Pickens in Dr. Strangelove. That would be awesome.
Oh my God, that would be funny.
Wouldn't that be great? Waving his cowboy hat in the air.
Yes,
that'd be incredible.
With his pink hair?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that would be funny as hell. But just think, like, where was Germany 100 years ago?
Right where we are today.
Exactly.
So I would think they know.
Just think in the last 100 years how far Germany has come as far as, like, getting out from the heel of a dictator who just wanted a master race of people. They have now become the sole voice of reason in like the allied nations. They have a female. Is she a PM? Is she a prime minister?
Yes.
So, president. She's a president. Okay. So they have a female president. So they're at least that with it, that they don't feel like gender is something that should keep you out of office.
Mm-hmm.
She has become the smartest, most relevant person on the planet now, and the leader of the free world.
Yes.
In less than 100 years. That's fucking amazing. We've done nothing but step backwards as a country.
Every day, step by step.
For everything that other presidents have stepped forward on, we have now stepped backwards over that.
Well, did you see the video clip where he can't find his limo?
No.
He gets off Air Force One and starts walking away, and then he can't find his car.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What are we going to do, John? Where are we going to go?
Sweden.
You've been around the world. Where's the place to be? Sweden?
Sweden, Denmark.
Okay. Got to go somewhere.
Yes.
Do the Dance Monkey Dance World Tour.
There you go. That's it.
Where we don't come back.
Yep. Until they're all gone.
They're never going to be gone. If this showed us anything, is that stupidity and racism is alive and well.
Well,
living in middle America.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen all the postings on Facebook about how Congress should get the same credit we have, the same health care we have, or we should get the same health care they have?
Yeah.
It's like, do you not realize that they are the ones who would vote?
Yep.
On taking away their own health care.
But I do agree that it shouldn't be that way. Do that? I don't think they're going to do that, but I do agree that I think there should be some way to do it to where they're not involved.
Well, but see, that's just it. The only other way would be executive order.
Right,
and
that ain't
going to happen. He's not going to do anything.
No.
So, you know, I mean, I think the guy at the softball game kind of had the right idea.
Oh. Wow.
Just what?
Nothing.
Just throwing a wild pitch. That's all I meant. But, I mean, this is why civilizations fell.
Yes.
Because you see this 1% who has control of everything, and yet has no concern about what they've done or really don't care.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's completely...
So it's like, yeah, I don't know.
The class divide is alive and well.
Oh, incredibly. Incredibly. Which is why I think we need a guillotine set up in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And you randomly pull people out of Congress on a daily basis. Doesn't, you know, whoever you think is screwed up enough that day, you just pull them out. And you make an example out of them.
There you go.
I mean, there's a reason that other countries are willing to, you know, put their military on the street, and it's because they're scared to death of the people. We are the only country that's scared of our government.
Yep, and we talk a good game. Everybody wants all this shit to change, but nobody's actually willing to go do it.
Nope, not at all.
Like, none of this changes unless people take to the streets.
But they did. They took to the streets and made homeless camps and looked like assholes.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't do it correctly.
And that was the whole movement.
Yeah, they didn't do it correctly.
So how do you do it correctly?
There's got to be more organization. I mean, there's got to be peaceful demonstrations that, you know.
But we've done that.
I don't. Well, what do you think? You think like a coup? You think like
storming
the gates?
I think we're getting close to that. I really do. I think that, you know, there's a, I don't know. I mean, I think there's something brewing at some point.
Yeah.
Don't know. I mean, I will not be leading it. Just saying.
You're not going to be out there with a flag and a flag in one hand and a protest sign in the other?
No. And I'm not going to land my gyrocopter on the lawn of the White House.
I mean, so technically, couldn't... So the office of the president works for the people.
Supposedly.
Why can't we all call a meeting with them?
Because we can't get meetings with our senators.
But, I mean, that's... Start with the senators and be like, all right, you're going to get your boy here because he needs to understand what the fuck's going on.
But they're not listening. That's the problem.
Yeah.
When you've got little Marco Rubio running away.
Well, that's your problem. That's Florida.
Yeah, my problem. I didn't vote for that little bitch. But, I mean, there is, you know, you've got Paul Ryan who's saying he won't hold town halls because he doesn't want a screaming match. Well, there's a reason there's a screaming match, apparently. Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're afraid to get up on stage because they don't want to get yelled at. Because the people that have gone back to those middle America states that voted for Trump that said, look, this is the health care bill, they're all getting screamed at because those people are actually on Obamacare. And
right.
Those are the people that are going to get fucked out of this. And now they're going, whoa, 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 wait, back up. You know, I don't know if you read the thing that happened. I guess it was the past couple days where all those states that upped the minimum wage.
Yes.
Are now going to drop it back down. And it's like, that's because of the Republicans. Like, the Republicans have come out and said, we're dropping the minimum wage again. Those are the people you voted for. And now it's going to come back to bite you in the ass.
But they don't care. They're too stupid to care. That's the biggest problem. They are too goddamn stupid.
The people or the government?
The people.
The people?
I'm sorry. Last week on the holiday, I had the asshole neighbors chasing each other up and down the street with Roman candles.
Did you tape it for YouTube?
No.
Ah.
No. But it's like... You're the reason we're screwed, you know?
Yes.
I
have always held on to the belief that I don't think it was when we were growing up. I think it was a generation after where
yeah.
They decided to put all the kids in helmets and make sure that nobody hurt themselves.
Sure, and that's still going on.
Right, but I think that was the turning point of... the stupidity in the country of like it needs to be survival of the fittest. If your kid is going to swallow quarters, he doesn't get to grow up and have a family of his own. Like, I'm sorry, that's just the way that works, you know. If little Timmy's going to run his head into a brick wall,
right,
sorry, little Timmy's gonna die and not grow up and have four kids that are going to do the exact same thing, which just drags the IQ in the country down.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets to live. Not everybody gets to be productive. Sorry. I know that's terrible, but survival of the fittest works for a reason.
Yeah, but then that's why we need healthcare.
Well... I guess.
Because then you have to find somewhere to put these people with brain damage, aside from McDonald's making fries.
Yeah, well. Yeah, we stopped at McDonald's yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And there was a sign up on the window that said, hiring for management. So you are a manager with all the responsibility that comes with that, whatever that is, for $10 an hour. And I was like, what position do you have to be in where that sounds like a good deal?
Well, where else are you going to work?
I don't know. Get a career? Do something productive?
But that means you have to motivate people. And how do you motivate people when it's just as easy to go get easy credit for a house, a car, a computer, a vacation, a boat?
I guess.
You know, I mean, it's...
I mean, yeah. Maybe I'm just of a different mindset, but like, whenever I hear those people complain about, oh, I'm not making enough money or whatever, you can change that.
Right.
If you take the time and you put in the work, you can change your circumstances. Maybe not anymore now that the country's going to shit, but you used to be able to. I've crawled my way from rock bottom to owning a house and not worrying about paycheck to paycheck crap, and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't talent. It wasn't anything other than being motivated to change my circumstances and live a different kind of life. And I just think that in those situations where you have like these people complaining about minimum wage and all that kind of stuff, you don't have to. You can take that energy and put it into learning a skill or getting a better job or whatever.
Well, or you look at some of the entrepreneurs from when we were growing up. It's like you look at Mrs. Fields,
yeah,
who was baking cookies and turned it into an empire.
As long as you're not expecting overnight success and you're willing to work for it. And I know we live in that thing of Kardashians and instant fame and being famous, yep, for not doing anything.
Yep.
But that is very, very few and far between. Where the most of it is hard work and putting in the time to do the things that you need to do to be successful.
But people aren't set up for that anymore. It's not like you're trained with a work ethic, that you're not, you know, out mowing lawns and shoveling snow when you're 8, 9, 10 years old, and then you develop it into a little, you know, lawn care business on the summers, and then you know eventually you're starting to pay your way through school. Now it's like, you know, everything's going to be given to me.
Right.
And that's our problem.
Yeah, I really hope that my kid isn't susceptible to that. I mean, I try very hard to make sure that she understands that, like, she doesn't just get everything that she wants.
Oh, I hope she just doesn't eat quarters.
I think she's smarter than that.
Okay.
I know at least my side of the family doesn't produce those tendencies.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's all I can hope for.
Okay. We can pray.
No.
No? I mean, we can wish.
We can have good thoughts.
Okay. Think happy thoughts.
That's right. That's right.
So, in other news...
Uh-huh.
Talking about shitty people.
Okay.
There's a little town down here called Mineola.
Yes.
It's not too far from where I live now.
Okay.
Well, Mineola has their own Superman. This is a 20-something deaf autistic kid who dresses up as Superman and stands on the street corner and just waves to people and gets them to wave back.
Okay.
Completely harmless. This past week, he was attacked by, I can only describe him as an asshole, an older, able-bodied guy, redneck, who told the police that he went to the intersection specifically to challenge Superman to a fight. So he started beating on him and smashed his head into the hood of a car, and finally somebody stepped in and helped him out. So I haven't seen any reports yet, but the kid said that he was going back out to the corner today to, you know, get back into his routine, and there was a call on Facebook for any other cosplayers to come out and support him. And I thought, well, those are good people, as opposed to, you know, this shitty asshole who beats up a kid who can't take care of himself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people suck. And he probably voted for the orange guy.
I mean, so it was a redneck dude that beat him up?
Yes.
No comprehension of this dude has issues that this is the way that he deals with them?
No.
Just, nope. He saw somebody dressed as Superman and was like, I'm going to go show him that he's not Son of Krypton?
Apparently the guy started making fun of him and kind of hassling him and then started beating on him.
What a douchebag.
Yeah. America. America. Have you happened to catch the Carmichael show?
No.
It's something you would be interested in checking out. It's comedian Jared Carmichael. It's a black family sitcom. David Alan Grier plays his father. Loretta Devine plays his mother. It's had some very interesting social episodes recently. There was one episode about the N-word, in which at 9 o'clock in the evening on a weeknight, they said it multiple times. The whole point of the story was he was taking his mother out to a different restaurant, a nicer restaurant for her birthday than they usually go to. And his white friend manages the restaurant, and when he walks in, the white friend goes, you know, hello, my N.
Oh, wow.
And they got into the discussion of, like, well, why can't he say it, and we can't say, or, you know, what gives him the right to say that? He's not one of us, blah, 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 blah. And it was very interesting TV.
Okay.
And then there was an episode on Bill Cosby.
Really?
In which he had tickets to a Cosby show and was going to take his family. But his family was talking about why you shouldn't be supporting Mr. Cosby anymore because, you know, of those horrible things they say he did. And, you know, you've got to separate yourself from that and not pay attention to him and blah, 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 blah. And it got into the, well, but, you know, one of the sisters still listens to Michael Jackson. It's like, well, you still listen to Michael Jackson after everything he did. It's like, don't mess him with the King of Pop. It's like, well, what's the difference? And so they were going to go, and the mother refused to go. The father was going to go, and then the father decided he wasn't going to go. And then the end of the episode has them sitting in front of the TV arguing about which episode of The Cosby Show they want to watch.
Okay.
And it's like, so where do you draw the line? Is it worth trying to separate yourself from a celebrity because of something they've done in their personal life? Or can you totally separate the celebrity from the actor and just appreciate what he's done. Because if you look back at The Cosby Show, he did quite a bit for, you know, African Americans on TV and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And Puddin' Pops.
Right.
But it's been very interesting.
Hmm.
Apparently it's been canceled, so you're not going to get to see it.
Never mind.
But it's like really well written. I was kind of surprised. It was one of those, oh, there's nothing else on. Well, let me watch this. yeah.
I mean, I don't... Just going off that, I don't think it's wrong to appreciate things that Cosby did in the past as far as those things on television or bringing up an entire generation to read with what's that thing that he used to do with the bee?
With the bee?
Yeah. Wasn't that Cosby who...
You mean Little Bill?
No, not Little Bill. The thing... It was like an electronic pen with a bee on top. And he used to do it in between the Fat Albert segments. And it would be about spelling and reading and learning to write.
Oh, Picture Pages.
Picture Pages.
Yes.
So, like... There's definitely positives that you can take away from him.
Sure.
But the allegations that, you know, he's a womanizer and he drugged and raped women, I mean, I don't think that would keep me, if there was a Cosby Show episode on that I wanted to see, of watching it. But I certainly wouldn't pay him money to go see him live.
Okay. But what about someone like Chris Brown, who beats the shit out of Rihanna?
Well,
and, you know, nobody seems to care about that.
Well, that's an issue. I mean, I've never liked Chris Brown.
Right.
I've never liked his music. I think he's way overrated. You know, I think he's just, I don't know. I think he's a terrible human being.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if my kid came to me and said, I want to buy a Chris Brown album, I'd be like, no, uh-uh.
Right.
But, I mean, I wouldn't, like, if she wanted to watch Chris Brown videos on YouTube, I couldn't do anything about that, really. That's okay. A choice that she's going to have to make, but I'm going to tell her, like, he beats up women. He beats up girls. Because he thinks they're weaker or something. I don't know. He's a scumbag. I don't like him at all. To make matters worse with the Mineola Superman.
Uh-huh.
He's deaf too.
Yeah, I said that.
You did say that?
He's okay. Deaf and autistic. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Why as an individual would you ever be like, I'm going to go beat him up? I think the white racist guy saw a black person with disabilities on the street corner wearing a Superman outfit and said, I'm going to go kick his ass.
I could definitely see that being the reasoning behind it. But then you look at celebrities whose careers have kind of been derailed because of stupid things they do, like Lindsay Lohan. It's like, she's just a messed up bitch. She didn't kill anybody. She didn't rape anybody. She didn't steal millions of dollars from a charity. She's just fucked up.
Right.
And, you know, she's paying the price. Whereas, you know, Jared Fogle, yeah. I can.
Well, I bet you he's paying the price, too.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And he deserves to.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to, you know, make a stupid racist comment, because we're all human beings. We all have prejudices. We all say the wrong thing at the wrong time. But, you know, there's only so much.
No, I agree. It's a very different case between Lindsay Lohan and Chris Brown.
You know, Paula Deen. Who cares that she doesn't like black people? Why was that a problem? Why did you have to destroy that poor old woman?
Because I think in that situation, she's speaking to a very broad audience of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, when she was at the top of her game, she had a vast audience.
Sure. But she wasn't saying these things on her TV show.
No, but...
She said something off camera that was taken... I still say was taken the wrong way by a white person who thought that this... that she could be a savior. That she could, you know... This woman who filed the complaint was going to, like, rescue every black person by making this thing public.
Okay. Yeah, but...
I don't know. I'm just saying. It was a stupid comment. It was never made in public.
But if Oprah was caught on camera or...
Eating a whole pizza?
Eating a whole pizza and bitching about white people. You don't think white people would take offense to that?
Well, she's smart. She's not stupid. We're talking about stupid things.
But say something stupid slipped out of her mouth. So, like, she's talking to somebody, eating a hot dog, and she mentions how...
She says, damn it, this is better than a Jew's dick.
Or something. Whatever. Something just racially insensitive.
You know, just to make Gail laugh.
Right. And I know there's all that stuff of, like, black people can't be racist, which I don't really agree with.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, she can't be racist because she's black, blah, blah, blah. You would still have an uproar in the white community about this person who has some notoriety saying hurtful things towards an entire race of people. And I think that's where Paula Deen went wrong.
So what about Michael Phelps losing his Kellogg's deal because there was a snapshot of him smoking a pipe?
That, I think, is ridiculous. I think more people than ever are smoking weed. I think it's becoming more and more acceptable in this time. And, well, who knows what the future is going to hold with this stupid administration. But I think at this point in time, you have so many people smoking weed and so many people that aren't killing people or doing whatever. There was nothing wrong with him smoking weed. He is still at the top physical point in his career. He was still winning gold medals. Okay, so they're going to argue that, well, that's not very role model-y. But
role model-y.
Yeah, whatever. It's not being a good role model, but
okay.
What would you rather see? Would you rather see somebody who's driven to be the very best in his field, who on his time off smokes weed, or would you rather see the homeless guy on the street shooting up heroin in front of your kid?
Would you rather see the deranged madman with Alzheimer's whose family won't admit it running the country or Michael Phelps smoking weed?
Yeah.
You decide.
Yeah, I honestly think that whenever people be like, oh my god, they smoke weed, it's like, who fucking cares?
Well, today.
Yeah. But I mean, even when I was a kid and that was all taboo, it was the war on drugs, you never heard of somebody going on a marijuana-fueled drug murder spree. You heard about people doing weed and falling asleep and eating a bunch of snacks.
Right.
It's not heroin. It's not cocaine. Everybody just needs to calm the fuck down. And that's coming from somebody who has never tried any kind of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up kind of straight edge with the straight edge mentality of no drinking, no drugs. The only thing that I didn't abide by was no women. Because I'm not fucking stupid. And you know, as somebody who's never tried it, as an adult, I thought, well, what if I'm missing something? You know, I'm not going to do it with, if there came a time where I chose to try it, I wouldn't do it in front of my kid, and I wouldn't be like, you know, this is bad. She's going to have to make her own decisions and her own choices and live her own life.
Yep.
And I just think the people that got on him for that was just like fucking ridiculous. It's that religious alt-right bullshit of like, oh, you have to be a role model and you have to be, why? He's a person. His actions didn't hurt anybody else.
Sure.
He didn't get high and beat up his wife or rob a bank or any of that other stupid shit that other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's a little ridiculous.
Such is life.
Yeah. Everybody has a choice to make in this world, and if that's what you want to do, then that's what do it. I mean, don't get on everybody else. It's the same thing with religion. Like, if you want to be religious, that's fine. Don't push it on me. Like, I will make a choice on whether or not that fits into my life. Weed doesn't. But I mean, I've also talked to a lot of people that smoke weed or eat edibles and all that kind of shit. That's like, dude, I've never been as creative as when I'm high. And it's like, okay, how much more creative could I be?
Sure.
You know, there's that shit that runs through my mind, but like, I don't know. Everybody's business is their own.
That's right.
I always try to tell that to my kid.
Only people would learn that.
Whenever I find my kid staring at somebody, I always say to her, their business is none of yours. Look away. And hopefully I can teach her to be a critical thinker and be above all the other people.
Sure.
That is my hope. But whether that happens or not, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
You got anything else for this week?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. Nothing?
What?
You're supposed to say something at the end.
Your mama's so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still printing.